Everybody, Roger and James here from the Disney Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Marvel at San Diego Comic-Con, and primarily in this episode, I'm going to be talking about toys. We'll be doing another episode where we talk about some of the other big announcements from there. There was tons of stuff announced, especially from Hasbro. They were announcing tons of Marvel Legends figures. You got Into the Spider-Verse figures and toys were revealed. There was also a load of vintage collection stuff as well that was revealed. And just in general, there was companies all over the place announcing statues from, you know, Koto Bua and Sideshow. There was so much stuff being announced. But I want to know, James, what caught your eye?
Nothing.
To be honest, I'm not.
I mean, you knew that. We didn't talk about this before the episode at all, but you had to know that was going to be the answer. As we discussed last week, I don't really pay attention to most of these things. You know, I saw on the news feed from Diz Kingdom, you know, some of the statues, some of the figures you're talking about, Into the Spider-Verse and whatnot. But I mean, that it's not what I'm interested in, so I skipped. I was mostly interested in the comics and, to a lesser degree, the movies. So I'm not going to have much to contribute this episode, but
It was
later in the week I got more.
Yeah, it was one of those things that I was putting up. I mean, I was, you know, I was getting like emails from like Hasbro and other companies and stuff with all the new stuff, and I was just like, so much stuff, and I was trying to break it down a little bit because it was a little bit like, okay, like if you're into this, you might not be into this, rather than just chucking it all in. I mean, the amount of Marvel Legends stuff that they're going to be throwing, I mean, they have been on a roll. They have been releasing set and wave after wave over the summer. I think we've had like four waves in like, and some of them are still in retailers to go out yet. They haven't actually, you know, we had like a Deadpool wave, a Venom wave, a X-Men wave, a Spider-Man wave, and they've been like one after another. And I'm trying to pick some of them up, and they'll be doing lots of reviews and stuff coming up there. But there's got to that point of there was so much. So next year, I think they are planning on trying to do a little bit less. I think they realize that they kind of released way too many back-to-back, and retailers are struggling to get the new ones out because they've not got the old ones, and the old ones haven't been there long enough to... I mean, I'm struggling to keep up with all the waves of the announcements because, and who's got them and who hasn't. Some people have got them out for sale, some people haven't even. They're still on pre-orders. So that's kind of cool. I know I've got a load of being delivered probably next week. They also announced some more of the 10th anniversary of the Marvel Studios ones. There's more of them coming. Next year we've got a Spider-Man wave, which has got a fantastic Kingpin figure that you can, like, it's one of those things that they do where they like, where they put a part of each figure in it, so that you've got to buy all of them.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
I
understand why they do, but
yeah, the King, there's always that thing as well, like, they're always the best figure usually of the set, so, and the biggest figure. So we've got that on there. There's going to be some other great stuff coming. There's come some little pack. You can definitely see that losing Toys R Us is meaning now that they're having to go out to different places. And, you know, it's like Walmart, I've got an exclusive Luke Cage and Claire Temple pack. But don't know what's going on with all that. Toys R Us, I feel like it's definitely, they know they've got to shift it up a little bit of where they're putting stuff. And Walgreens definitely seem to be getting a lot of the exclusives from the Marvel side of things. But there was just tons of stuff. We've got new more X-Men waves. So if you're into your action figures, that's good. There's also some vintage stuff with like Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I think Hawkeye and a few other characters. It depends which way you want to go, but there was tons of bits and pieces from that. There wasn't really any Lego announcements of any kind, which was I was quite surprised at.
I figure Lego's holding on because there's a couple of gaming conventions there's one in Germany where Lego normally does their things.
Lego, that's normally, the Germany Toy Fair is normally the beginning of, like, January. It's I was looking at dates the other day, actually, and it's, like, literally about a week after the London Toy Fair. It's like, yeah, it's a lot easier for me to get to the London Toy Fair than to the German Toy Fair. But there was, like, lots of things, kind of strange one of lots of stuff being announced, but you can tell that, you know, the big thing is obviously got the Spider-Verse where they're kind of going in all on that, and there's lots more like child toys and stuff, lots of bits and pieces. They've kind of gone down that road a little bit. There's a special twin pack of Marvel Legends, there's masks, there's toys, there's little figures and stuff. So they that's definitely seemed to be something they focus on a lot more for this. And I think it makes a lot of sense with that coming out just around Christmas time.
Right. And, you know, Christmas is obviously when they want stuff coming out, because that's when the little kids are going, Mommy, yeah. Mommy, buy me Spider-Man or Luke Skywalker or whatever. Obviously, you know, they want you to go for Spider-Man, but...
Yes. Venom's kind of a bit of an odd one. It's that same thing as well. There is a Venom wave of Marvel Legends, not interconnected with the movie. There's some other figures out as well. They're kind of going on that approach of being like, we've got some Venom stuff out, but it's not official, because they don't like tying in with Sony, so they don't have to pay them any money.
I think it's even more than that in this case. Since Venom is being pitched as a more adult movie, definitely more mature, they don't want it to be tied into to kids, you know, because you don't want kids going to, you know, Deadpool or Venom, and then mom and dad have to have a very interesting conversation with their kid. Now, that didn't stop parents from taking kids to see Deadpool 2, very young kids. When I saw Deadpool 2, there were some very young kids in the audience, but still old enough to at least ask interesting questions.
Yes.
So, but still, from Marvel and Disney's perspective, they don't want the direct connection. And then, of course, you know, there is that Sony, we don't own it thing, but ever since they cut that deal with Spider-Man, having him in the Avengers and, you know, profit sharing and stuff, I don't think they're nearly as, you know, anti-Spider-Man, anti-Venom as they were on X-Men and Fantastic Four up until very, very recently.
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem to be as bad. It's definitely kind of cool to see them do so. They also announced a load more Mighty Mugs. That's going to be coming. There was,
I don't understand those.
Yeah, I mean, I like them. I think they are quite cool. I think the trouble is they're in a saturated market of pop vinyls, and they are cool, but a lot, I know whenever I post stories on them or I see stuff on the, like, social media, there's a lot of people like, these are like pops, and we've already got pops. And it's like, I actually prefer the faces of the Mighty Mugs, but I mean, there's a lot of people thinking like Hasbro are like forcing them to be into, like, we want them to be big and we're going to keep pushing at them, and we've made all these plans to release them, and they're coming regardless of if you, because I mean, I've already seen some of them reduce, you know, they're already reduced and stuff already, which is never a good sign when it's a new collectible. Unfortunately, they've not really grasped the collectible side of things with limited editions and low edition sizes. I think they went full on mass market, and I don't think collectors were quite ready for that.
Yeah, it's very similar to Zumzums and the Ufoofies. You know, Disney was clearly trying to get the Ufoofies kind of going, but they never grabbed the Zumzum audience. So I think it's a kind of a comparable thing, except we're talking about two different companies here, Funko and whoever makes the Mighty Mugs. That's how much of an impact they have. I don't even know what company it is.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Funko, they did announce a load of bits and pieces. We got some new Marvel Spider-Man pop vinyls from the video game. They announced four new ones then. I only just got the pop vinyl that came out a couple of weeks ago, but it was produced. And so I did a review of that last week. I looked at these four new figures and I'm like, I'm not buying them because they look... I might buy Mr. Negative after I've played the game, but I don't want a Peter Parker and a Mary Jane Watson. It's just like, not really kind of doing it for me. It's like they're nice that they're expecting very niche for them.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're trying to strike a balance. Stop them out, so they want to capitalize on people, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
riding whatever popularity the game managed to pick up, so.
Yeah, I mean, they also did do something quite cool was... They did announce a load of Marvel 10th anniversary, like, chrome gold pop vinyls.
I always hated, and not just for pop, but I always hated those, like, chrome gold. Skylanders did them.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is such an artificial, forced way of doing special editions or limiteds, and I'm just like,
I only pre-ordered one. I think it was, Captain America, literally just to see them and just to kind of look at them, but I'm not buying all of them. That it's that thing of there's nothing really jumping out at me going, okay, I need to have them more. I know a lot of people are, there's a lot of buzz about them, but that wasn't the one. It's kind of quite cool as well. They're doing like a bit of a voting contest at the minute for the 11th one can be voted on by the public. So kind of fun how they're doing it, but it did seem a little bit of an odd one. There wasn't really any major announcements at the Funko Fun Days from the Marvel side of things, just some Pez dispenser things, but that was about it really. It was kind of a little bit lighter than I was expecting, but then we got all the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, which are turning up on all the different retailers all over the US. It was a bit of a mess trying to get out of them. What was good was even the Funko Europe page was then tweeting out where all the exclusives were out in coming out to retailers in Europe, and it's like, you know, it's like they'll have like Tesco, which is like a local supermarket near me, which is going to have some in August, and then some store in Germany, and then a company that doesn't ship to the UK, and they're going, this is not quite, I know you might look at Europe, but it's like, I can't buy from an island site that doesn't send to the UK, it's not really any use to me as a Europe. It's like, it's either, we're not, this is, you know, Brexit, it's not working very well. So it's, that was a bit of a thing of, there are some great ones, but then, like, Game over here, I've got like the Kingdom Hearts Mickey Mouse exclusive that I wanted. I'm not paying $19.99. I'm not paying 20 quid for it when it's normally only $9.90. It's twice the price. I'm not paying a markup of twice the price just because it's in what Game, and they know that they can sell it. When another, I did order the Ant-Man pop because Forbidden Planet, at least it was only like 2 quid more than a normal pop, so it wasn't like, okay, I'm getting £20, you know, that's like $25. Like, I don't want it that much.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all just artificial price and inflation. I mean, that's, you might not buy that one, but like you said, they know people will. Yeah. And even if they don't, you know, even if they only sell 50% of these special ones at twice the normal price, they can then mark it down for 50% off, so it's the normal price, but your brain's going, ooh, 50% off, and they can sell it, and they're still making a profit because it's, you know, the normal price for it. So we've been doing this in the comic market since the comic market began. Yeah. I mean, it's what caused the crash in the 90s, the comic crash in the 90s. So, I mean, Funko's got to be very, very careful with this. All of them do, but we're not at that same point. But all collectibles reach it at some point. You know, Vinylmation reached it at some point, and we did a podcast very recently on, you know, they're pretty much gone.
Yeah.
And someday, not soon, but someday we'll have one of those on Funko as well. Yeah. Now, years from now, because Funko looks like it's still going strong, but at some point it won't be.
Yeah, I mean, also there was also kind of quite funny as well. I was noticing this on one of the Facebook groups was, Daubs, there was no announcements of any new Daubs at the Funko Fun Days, which doesn't surprise me because I kind of like Daubs in some ways, but I don't think they caught on the way that they're trying a new series now called Five Star, these new smaller figures that kind of cross between. You can see how they're trying different styles to see if they bite. Daubs didn't seem to bite with people.
It's funny you mentioned that though, because I was actually at a Disney store this past weekend. And they had some of the D23 exclusive Daubs there. I think it was some Guardians of the Galaxy ones. I didn't buy them, but I was like, wow, they must not have done really well if the D23 exclusives didn't sell it. Because D23 is like E3. Exclusives are, it doesn't matter. They're gone. People will buy them just to scalp them. And these ones didn't. Either that or they magically found like a box in their inventory that they then distributed. But I think it's more likely that they just didn't sell out of them.
Yeah. Now, definitely interesting to see what they've been doing with it all. But loads of stuff out there, loads of things for you to spend your money on. Let us know in the comments below what are you excited about, and did you make any little San Diego Comic-Con, I say exclusive, but they're not exclusive, you can get them somewhere else. But
that's good. Yes. That's good. We do want people who aren't able to make it to San Diego, which is the vast majority of people have access to. So that's good.
Yeah, so it's definitely good. On that note, guys, let us know what you guys think. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Follow, like, subscribe on all the different platforms. And James, where can they find you?
From theheroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.